You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
You're listening to the Collective Brain.
What was your favorite song of this year?
The year is 2005. Jay, what was your favorite song or album from 2005?
All right. Well, REM did not have a release.
What?
No CDs, no DVDs, no LPs or anything. So I had to go with another of my bands, Nine Inch Nails, with a little album called With Teeth.
That is a very excellent album. Very excellent. Ken, what is your favorite album or song from 2005?
Well, this was a tough one for me because Ricky Martin put out the album Life that year.
Oh.
That's always a good one. But it was really a toss-up between Seven Dust album Next and Slipknot live CD, simply entitled Live, but I'm going to have to go with Slipknot on this one.
I've not heard either of those, so I cannot say anything. My favorite album that year was Demon Days by the Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a good album.
And, is that the one good thing on it, or what?
Good thing?
Good thing, man. Didn't they do that song?
Feel what? Good, Inc.
Feel Good, yeah.
Feel Good. Yep.
Jay, remember the Gorillaz? That was a video that showed you that were all animated.
Oh.
That band, you know, I said they're okay. Actually a band, but you never saw the band because all their videos were animated.
Yeah, it sounded familiar, but I couldn't picture it. Okay.
Got if you want to see something pretty cool, the Demon Days live DVD that came out, I think, in 2006 was really good. They did this entire album live. It's pretty awesome. And I think that concludes.
What was your favorite song of this year?
Welcome back, and this is the chicken hero.
Yep.
All right, where are we at again?
This week we are at SoCo Heroes.
And delis?
And delis.
Oh, we're going with this now.
Basically, is there anything that makes this any Greek other than like something you'd buy at Wendy's?
No.
Okay, so there's no special formula. I mean
there's sauce. Ziki sauce on them.
Okay, and which was a computer. I
mean, a computer sauce.
A computer based.
Okay, we ready?
Yep.
Right,
yep.
I like it. Very tasty.
Very, very tasty. Very strong chicken sauce kind of mix. I don't care. Even though there is runners and stuff, I don't want to taste that as much to do the chicken with the whatever sauce or is on there.
That's good.
Should be a good summertime.
While cruising the Greek Isles.
About floating down the Greek Isles, fish over 10-pound bass.
Mm-hmm. Maybe stopping by the Isle of Lesbos.
Looking for a Greek Isle quick trip. To get a Greek Isle cappuccino.
Chickeny.
Yeah, that was good. Chickeny. That's a way to
say lettuce, tomato.
Good description.
I don't know what kind of sauce.
Yeah, what is that sauce? Sauce is that? Same thing as that?
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki sauce. Very good. That's like...
And that's computer-based.
It is computer-based. You can look it up yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'd say the sauce made the...
Oh, yeah?
Made the hero to me, yeah.
I agree.
I could do... Not that it was bad, but I could do without the sauce.
Maybe
I would like
a little
more of a drier.
Yeah, maybe a little bit less sauce, but I still like the sauce. I'll look it up on the Tzatziki Wiki.
Is there a wiki page for Tzatziki?
Okay, well, I'll give this one a 1.5, yeah?
I give it a 1. I can only eat a gyro that's got the lamb meat on it.
I'm going to give it 1.5.
thought was pretty good. I'm going to go with Brad on this one. I like the lamb meat as well, but I think I'll give it a 1.5. I definitely would eat it again. But if I had the two choice of the two, I'd go with the Euro. Which got 2 3 weeks ago. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell you what, let's go somewhere else next week.
All right. We've been coming here for like a month and a half.
Sounds good.
I think we burned through the
menu. We're getting plenty of too.
Yeah. They know us by name.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, well then we'll figure it out and get back to you next week and see you guys in the studio.
Oprah Winfrey.
All right, now it's time for some fun. All right, this week we're going to play TV theme player pass. Oh, yeah. All right.
You thought this podcast was fun before? Get your depends on now, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll say. All right, so what we're going to have is TV...
Or sit on the toilet while listening with your headphones.
TV theme show. TV themes.
Ooh.
And we're going to have 3 rounds. What we're going to do is, first round, Ken, I'm going to play a little bit of a TV theme.
All right.
And then you get to choose whether you play or pass. If you play and you get it right, you get a point. If you pass... And then it goes to Harry, and he has to answer.
Ooh, pressure.
Yeah, and if he misses it, he loses a point.
I like it.
Okay. If he gets it, he doesn't get a point. Okay, you can only get a point if it's actually your turn, okay?
Oh, man.
So the pass is you have to answer to not lose a point.
And here's the kicker. Ken gets to go first through the whole game. I wonder who's going to win.
There's a shocker.
Okay, Ken, are you ready for round one?
I think I am.
Pass! Here we go. Pass. These are short, okay? So that it makes it a little tougher. Here we go. Ken, player pass.
Oh, pass. I have no idea what the hell that was.
What the Fritz Lederhosen is that?
Harry, it's up to you. You can either stay at 0 or go to -1.
Go to -1. Like, well, the Jeopardy fail meme of, you know, -4,600.
What is your guess?
The rapist for 500.
Therapist, you. I'm going to take a shot at it since I have to, and I'll go with Jim.
All right. Is the answer Jim? Nope. They were looking for 21 Jump Street.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Okay. Okay. Now, Harry, so we're still in round one. It's your turn to go.
What was the theme? Okay.
21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Hey, Ken, welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
Okay. You got it. Hey, I'm with it.
Okay, now Harry's turn to go first in round one. Okay. Here we go. Harry, player pass.
Ooh.
Pass.
Ken.
Can I hear it one more time?
Nope, we can't do that.
Damn it.
Not in this game.
That's the other rule.
Did Jay said with a smirk?
It was the A-team.
It is A-team.
Yes! What? No way! There's no way it's that obvious.
Yep, A-team is correct.
Oh, I'm sucking on this.
At the end of round one, Ken has 1 and Harry, -1.
Yeah, who's going now?
Before we go any further, I want to make sure you guys don't answer any of the questions like this.
Name something you might accidentally leave on all night. Yes.
Your shoes.
Okay. Now, here we go.
Bar.
Round two, starting with Ken. You ready, Ken?
I think so.
All right. Here's your theme. Ken, you going to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
All right. What's your answer?
Was it Bonanza?
Yes, it was. 1 more point for Ken.
Okay.
Wow. Thanks, Payway.
Okay.
Nice.
You ready, Harry? We're round two.
Oh,
Harry leads.
Shit.
Here's your theme. All right. Player pass.
What is Ken's next one going to be? Sunday, Monday, hat.
That's usually what happens to me.
Mine's going to be name this in one note. Man, I that sounds 80s. It sounds kind of actionish. It's not like MacGyver, so I'm going to go with like Seawolf.
So you are going to play and not pass.
That is... Whoa, I forgot I can pass?
Yes, that's the game. It's called Play or Pass.
Okay, Ken, I'm going to pass it to you and try Seawolf because it's probably wrong.
Okay. A, I've never heard of Seawolf. B, I don't even think it was a real sitcom. I am going to go with, I have no idea, Miami Vice.
All right, Miami Vice? Nope, that was wrong. That was, it was Charmed.
Yeah,
what?
I've known that.
Okay.
That wasn't on TV.
I do like how Harry passed it over to Ken and gave him a wrong answer that he could use.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that.
The guy?
Okay.
But a jibber jabber.
Round three. Here we go. Ken, you get the first try here. Here's your theme.
What? Wow. Was that a medley?
Okay. Ken, are you going to play or pass?
I am going to have to pass.
All right. Harry, it's all on you.
It's all about oboes and gay music. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Tammy. Benson.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Is that right?
Mm. Oh, come on!
It was Diagnosis Murder.
That was only a book.
Okay, Harry.
Says, screw you!
Okay, here we go.
Was D. Van Dyke, right?
I think so.
I don't know. He burns up jaguars on the highway now. So that's all I know.
Yep. All right. The last question for round three. Here you go, Harry. Here's your theme.
Kick it.
Okay. What do you think that was?
I'm going to nail this into the pass category. Is what I'm going to do.
Okay, Ken?
You're starting to piss me off, you little piglet son of a bitch.
Ooh, it's getting ugly. All right.
Cruising.
Harry?
And don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
All right, Ken, do you have a guess?
Crap, it's been so long ago. Can you play that for me again?
No.
Charlie's Angels. I don't know.
All right.
Nothing. I got nothing.
Okay. You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay, that was Futurama.
What? Never even seen that show.
Okay, now we're going to add up...
Me without my pet Lasso.
We're going to add up the scores. All right, and Ken is in the lead with 0.
I'm leading with a non-negative number.
And Harry has -2. So Ken, since you're in the lead, the bonus round, by the way, is worth 5 points. So it's still anybody's game.
Oh, boy.
But Ken...
Did not know that.
As the person in the lead going into the bonus round, you get to create one rule for this round. Hmm. So you've got 30 seconds to think about it.
Okay, I thought of one.
Okay, and what is the rule for the bonus round?
The rule is you only get... 10 seconds before you have to answer.
Oh, like a rapid fire, okay?
Yes.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Who should go first? How should we determine this? Because
I think Ken should, since he's in the lead. Because if he knows it, he definitely goes. It goes, and if he doesn't, all the pressure's on me to win the game.
Okay, here we go then.
Horseshit.
All right, Ken. Here you go. The last theme of the game. Here it goes. Okay. What do you think that is? Play or pass, first of all.
I will be playing, Alex.
Okay. All right.
And it's been 10 seconds. I get the answer.
Shut up. That's MASH.
All right, MASH. All right.
Do I get any bonus points if I could name the title of the song?
You can get...
Ooh, wait.
Sure, I'll give you 5 points too, Harry.
I know it.
Suicide is painless.
That's right. All right. So
I still suck.
The final score is 5-3. Good game, guys.
Good game.
And never go on a game show and answer like this.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
Food often stuffed.
Turkey.
What? Okay.
I'm so smart, it's stupid.
Okay. Hey, Ken.
Yes, sir.
In a cuddly voice, pick a number 1 through 100.
Oh, 88.
Float a bottle in her next bubble bath. Be sure to place a sweet love letter inside the bottle. Or a urine sample. I may have added a little bit. Okay.
Spread that butter with a force.
Okay. Harry.
This week on Auction Stars.
That's right, folks. Step right over here. Step right over here. We've got this genuine storage locker. Doesn't look like much. It's a little small thing. But you look right in here. We got a peephole. You look right in that peephole right there. And you can take a look and you can see exactly what you're bidding on. That's all we're saying right now. You just take a look. Go ahead.
Let me see. Okay. Dark in there. I can't see much.
Hey, quit hogging the
peephole. Let the next guy go.
Let me see. Okay. I can't see it.
Come on. Hey, quit hogging the peephole.
One more. We got one more guy. Take a look.
Quit hogging the
peephole. We've got to do an auction right now, and I don't care what you feel or how you feel or what you are or how you are. We've got an auction, and it's going to start right now. $60. We got $60 going for this. It's a genuine, fantastic thing. I'll tell you what, we got plenty of these things that were inside of here. A lot of people have 61. Them, but not this genuine, very genuine piece of material. $61. $75. Okay, I'm going to go to
100.
We have $3 digits.
$99.
$69. I heard $99 on your ass. We got $100.
One oh three twice.
Oh, sorry, sir. We slapped the gavel and it came down. What's your name, sir?
Fritz and Crap.
Mr. Fritz and Crap. I don't know which first name is. I'll just call you Fritz and Crap. So you got yourself a genuine $103 bull penis cane from the 1920s. These bull penis canes are from not stretched from their supportive rod. They are naturally 36 inches long or longer, and the metal support within is virtually invisible. This organ is professionally cleaned, sterilized, and treated using top-quality taxidermy techniques. So you enjoy your bull penis cane now. There you go.
Man, I'm glad I didn't pay for that thing.
I wonder how much this is worth. I'm going to take it to the appraiser now. Excuse me. Anyone here?
Who the hell is it?
Look, could you give me an appraisal on this? I just got it from an auction.
What in the hell is that?
It's a guide stick. It guides people as they walk. And, could you tell me how much it's worth?
Well, if God owned the damn thing, it's got to be worth some money, but I ain't never seen one of these in my life. Let me look it up on the eBay.
It's deported.
Oh, here we go. God stick. God sticks. Let's see. Oh, God didn't own these stick.
How about
they're only
support?
Selling for about $101.79 on the eBay.
All right, well, I'll go take it and sell it somewhere.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What in the hell is this? It's a bull's rod. The hell are you trying to sell me?
It's my guiding stick. Hey, give it back, please.
That's a bull's rod. Get the hell out of my store before I show those bull rods up your ass.
Ow! Oh, just give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you, all right? You better get the hell on out of here, son.
Well, it looks like Mr. Fritzen Crap took the crap. He overpaid for this one. Tune back next week. We'll see how auction stars handle it.
Because it's green, because it's brown, because it's all around.
Jimmy, quite so fruity. How does your garden grow?
Still waiting on a few of the peppers. They are taking their sweet time to germinate. But other than that, things are on schedule. I planted a few broccolis last week into the garden outside.
What? So,
yeah.
Chopping broccoli.
They're already like 18 inches high, so I'm going to have
get
some broccoli.
Get your sheets ready. There's an Arctic frost coming in about 10 days. You just watch.
Yeah, I got them in the greenhouse. Ha-ha.
Oh, you shithead. You didn't say anything about a greenhouse.
Ha-ha. No, let's see. This week, any tips? I would say get a rain barrel, fill it up.
That's a good idea.
Hook it up to your downspouts and let it fill up, or from your sump pump. That's just groundwater. That's good stuff too. Don't drink it, but you can water your plants with it. That way, you don't
not potable.
Free water.
Not potable.
Not why? Audible.com.
Not potable.com.
Why is it that rainwater is always so much better than water?
Because I think it's they water put like chlorine and all these things to treat it so we can drink it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very good. After a while, I guess that stuff builds up in the micronutrients in the soil.
Especially in the summertime, you know, I noticed, but you can water your grass, you know, forever, but nothing does it like a good rain, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so much.
Well, Jim and I talked a couple times on the phone, and I will tell you, Jim, it just took 2 days. My shit, my peppers, everything all of a sudden broke through the soil. Only thing I'm waiting on is jalapenos. But shit, I got tomatoes. They're growing fast. I got broccoli growing fast. I got habaneros growing. I got bell peppers growing. This shit looks awesome.
If this weather stays on track, we'll be able to plant a few weeks early.
I took my mint plant from last year that we got at the botanical gardens the girls got. I've been trying to keep that alive in the washroom all winter, and it's a good portion of it stayed alive. I just put it on the porch a while ago, and I'm going to keep it out there for at least a week.
Yeah, good stuff.
Let it get some sun and stuff. So anyway, sounds like old Jimbo and I got green thumbs, not brown thumbs this week.
Yeah, be patient with
you
your peppers.
You all stick your thumbs up your ass and get a brown thumb. We're green this week.
Yeah, sometimes peppers take longer, so just be patient.
That's your tip. Read the back of your damn pepper or read the back of your seed charts, because sometimes it's not just a week for germination.
Hey, you guys. My neighbor over here is a farmer, and I caught him the other day and had to see if he had any tips. I had my recorder out, and he had this farce. You got to
get out of here. You had your recorder with you?
I just use my phone, you know. But,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, what'd he say?
Well, here, listen.
Over there, done. Chicken, man, I found a couple of
shots
on the arrowhead.
Chicken? He wants a chicken on the spigot?
Right. So make sure you
that's cool.
Before it gets frost. Before it frosts again.
Ah, that's what he said. Okay, yeah, I got it. That's cool.
I thought he was asking for a dirty sand chest from somebody in Sauget.
It could be.
It's kind of like the REM game.
All right. There is your report from the ground and the green and the brown thumb. Join us next week when we tell you about the horror frog. Thanks.
Bum bum ching.
Dr. Bud?
Yes.
You probably don't remember me, but you told me I wasn't sick. You remember? You told me I was just getting old.
I'm sorry, I really don't
remember. Maybe you're getting old. That's a little joke. Well, I tell you, Dr. Bud, I really am sick. Oh, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. That is a real illness. Huh. You can check with the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm glad. What? At least I know I have something.
Exactly.
I'm
sure.
Yeah.
Well, nice seeing you.
Not so fast.
Oh, man.
There are some things I have to say.
Oh, boy. It's going
to
be good.
Are a lot of things that I have to say. Words can't express what I have to say.
Man.
What I went through, what you put me through. I can't do this in a restaurant.
Good.
But I will.
Lewis, man. Who is this person?
Look, miss.
Sit. I sat for you long enough. Dr. Bud, I came to you sick. Sick and scared.
Right, right.
And you dismissed me. You didn't have the answer. And instead of saying, I'm sorry, I don't know what's wrong with you, you made me feel crazy, like I had made it all up. You dismissed me.
Man.
You made me feel like a child, a fool, a neurotic who was wasting your precious time.
Man, he did that?
Is that your caring profession? Is that healing?
No.
No one deserves that kind of treatment, Dr. Bud. No one.
Tell him, Dorothy.
I suspect had I been a man, I might have been taken a little bit more seriously and not told to go to a hairdresser.
Look, I am not going to sit here anymore.
Shut up, Lewis.
No, yeah!
I don't know where you doctors lose your humanity, but you lose it.
Man.
You know, if all of you at the beginning of your careers could get very sick and very scared for a while, you'd probably learn more from that than anything else.
Yes! Yeah,
you'd better start listening to your patients.
Right.
They need to be heard.
Yep.
They need caring. They need compassion. Yes.
Dorothy.
They need attending to.
Right.
You know, someday, Dr. Bud, you're going to be on the other side of the table. And as angry as I am, and as angry as I always will be, I still wish you a better doctor than you were to me.
Yeah. Yeah, Dorothy! Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Come back soon for another episode of TCB Variety Show.
This has been a Metal XOR production.